Thank you so much to our sponsors, Yellow Racket Records, a place for music lovers to discover, hear, and buy new and pre-loved records. Great staff, great coffee, comfy chairs. YellowRacketCHA.com. And RC2 Realty Solutions, Real Estate Investments. Robin Ring's got a brand new thing. Call 531-1722.
Hey, folks. Jeff Styles here, New Zone Jeff Styles, and it's back to the grind. Back to the old salt mines here in Podcastville. It's time for the first official, and let me say that again, official Rockyology of 2021. I know there's going to be some dissent. There's going to be some dissent. There was one tiny little blip on the radar screen, apparently on New Year's Day, where a couple of people pirated my mental and intellectual property and stole it and did a Rockyology in my absence.
The guy that produces it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My people will be getting in touch with your people. And then...
Let them. I have some words for your people.
I know you do, and I know the words, and they have responses. And then there's the other dissent would be from my lovely and talented, much better half, Rebecca Cruz Styles, who is here to actually... take her Christmas present that I gave her.
Which give
is
you
another
your Christmas present.
Another rockerology.
So that's right.
Instead of rockyology, we're going to kick off 2021 because God knows we need to do everything different than we did last year.
Yes, we do.
Everything different. we even debated our whole greens and black eyed peas, you know, tradition for New Year's Day.
We did.
To make sure we didn't repeat a year like 2020. So we're going to kick it off with Rockerology, and Rebecca is here, and so glad to have her.
Thank you so much. Well, glad to be here. And yes, Merry Christmas, because this is your Christmas present.
I mean, that's the way you would look at it. I'll take it. I'll take it. Makes it easier for me. I didn't have to do any research.
Hey, people have been waiting. This is the much-anticipated return of Rockerology.
Return of the son of Rockerology Part 2, or it would be Return of the Daughter of Rockerology Part 2. So here we are, and Rebecca is here to basically lay out a bunch of females, women, folk.
Rocking females.
Double X chromosome human beings.
Yeah.
Who actually do rock and... she did a darn good job last time. It's one of the most popular shows we've had, and so let's hope for the best this time. And you go ahead, take it, take the reins, kick it off. What are we going to do first?
All right. Well, much to my chagrin, you kind of completely changed my lineup. So, but I'm going to go along with your suggestion, and we're going to kick it off with Florence and the Machine. There's nothing I like better than when one of my favorite artists does a cover of one of my other favorite artists. So this is Florence and the Machine at Glastonbury about 10 years ago did The Chain.
Fleetwood Mac song.
This and going into the song, actually, Florence herself said, "This is one time only. She would never ever do this cover again." So let's enjoy it.
Listen to the window.
Now, when you said one time only with Florence, I can look at her performance on that stage and think, yeah, that's definitely an OTO. There's snakes there. Very talented, but there are snakes there.
Oh, yeah.
But in One Time Only, the reference that Rebecca made, of course, they promised they would not do that song ever again. And you know what? If you were in that crowd, you would appreciate that. No doubt about it. What are we listening to?
All right, so this is Rockyology, and this week is actually Rock Herology with Nuga's own Jeff Styles and Rebecca Cruz Styles. We're digging into deeper cuts, demos, alternative takes, and B-sides and live takes from classic rock albums and occasional tapping into the richest veins of new music as well.
Very good job. Very good job with the spiel. Not everybody gets the spiel right. Now, I know we're going to harden things up here a little bit because you are a rock chick. And you do admire other rock chicks who rock. And we got several coming up, of course, over the course of the hour. But I don't think it'll get much harder than the next couple because I've seen them live. And you have, too.
Oh, yes. Both of them. And they are fantastic. And first up, we're going with the Dead Deads, probably the most underrated hard rock punk female band of all time. Big shout out to Letitia Wolf. She used to come to Chattanooga all the time. We miss her greatly. She's in Nashville now. They are rocking it. They actually just came out with a new album.
I heard that they actually got one done through the pandemic and are getting ready to release it. The Dead Deads, for those who don't know, who would be most of you probably, actually started as an all-female tribute band to the Dead Milkmen. The punk band, the Dead Milkmen, and they just went from there. They realized that they really had a sound. It's not fair that these guys don't get more attention. And then after that, a band that we saw live, a very special show for me, Rebecca actually got tickets for me and us to be able to go see X,
yes,
one of my favorite bands of all time, on their 40th anniversary tour, showing you how old I am. We went to Nashville to see them. And had a fantastic time. It's a good thing I got my dance on because I broke my leg the next day and I was laid up for about 7 months. But the band that opened for them, Skating Polly, was awesome.
Awesome. So I hope you enjoy.
I'm gonna break. Charlie said to go to bed. I know he was much too fast for this. Sunbound, we skip so slowly. Unplanned, unkempt.
I think seeing them helps. There's no doubt about it. The vibrance of their live shows cannot be denied. And I mean, they come to play. There's no doubt about it. And the Dead Deads, as you said, they're just fantastic. I wish the best for them. I really do. So I know you. I know your musical tastes. And they won't stay in the hard rock vein all the time. So you're going to have to shift it up. I know you.
Oh, yeah, shifting it up big time now. And actually, you know, you really like this next artist coming up, Fiona Apple.
Oh, yes, I do.
Who has just released a new album after all these years.
It's the best album she's ever done, too. I mean, she is mercurial. She's definitely an artiste. In other words, she's very eccentric. but she's brilliant. There's no doubt
about it. She is brilliant, and this is a brilliant album from front to back. But this is my favorite cut off that album. So first up, we've got Heavy Balloon off Fetch the Bolt Cutters album.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Again, O-T-O. You're one of the few, baby, that has no snakes. No snakes.
Aww. Yeah, okay. That's what he says all the time, doesn't he, Jason? And then after that,
shut up, Jason.
Look,
I don't get involved in the middle of these things.
You're in the shush.
And then after that is my new obsession, Carcy Blanton. She is adorable. Okay, so Mechie Ingles, my sister, actually is the one that discovered her shortly after John Prine passed. So picture if Lucille Ball and John Prine actually had a baby girl who grew up to be a singer-songwriter, that's Carcy Blanton. So picture that.
Or maybe if Raggedy Ann picked up a guitar and started playing.
Stop. She's adorable. She's a great songwriter. So this song is actually a song for John Prine.
People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams. In the middle of the day it's like the sun, but the Sahara wanna stare me down, forcing all forms of life inside of me to retreat underground. It grows relentless like the teeth of a rat. It's just got to keep on at me. And it constricts like a boa on a hose. Nothing flows, so the pressure grows instead of the sea. People like us get so heavy and so lost sometimes. So lost and so heavy that the bottom is the only place we can find. Get dragged down to the same spot enough times in a row. The bottom begins to feel like the only safe place that you know. But you know what? I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. Sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams.
Fish and whistle, lean on me. Everybody singing in you. Just a goldfish in with you. Just a goldfish in with you. Hey, John Prine, just one more thing. You're the one who made us all wanna sing. You made it look so easy, it looks so fun. We'll sing a little sweeter now that you're all done. Please tell Petty we've been breaking down since Merle and Bowie and Leonard and Prince. You got a pretty good band up there, I guess. We all wish you all the best. Tonight heaven is a happy place. They were all sick of singing Amazing Grace. And now it's Fish and Whistle, Lean on Me. Everybody singing in harmony. Tonight in heaven it must be nice. They're all eating peaches in paradise. All of them angels lining up in a queue. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with you. Just to go fishing with Jesus and Petty and you.
Of course, Baby Jean, your mother's finest, doesn't need a whole lot of introduction or outroduction. No kind of duction. Everybody ought to know Mother's Finest. It ought to be buried in their funk bone. Thank you very much for bringing Baby Jean back to the...
What bone is that near?
The funk bone. The funk bone is connected to the leg bone, which is connected to the hip bone, which is the dancing bones.
Okay. Right.
Clearly, you don't know your anthropology. Or rockiology. This is rockerology, and this is her, my wife Rebecca Cruz Stiles.
Hi.
Very glad to have you here. You forgot you were doing this, didn't you?
No.
You got it zoned out there.
I was just so used to you talking and talking and talking. I was just...
That is what I get ready paid for you to do, you know.
Ready for you to continue on.
Well,
okay,
yes.
So I just felt like we needed to go old school a little bit. And this isn't necessarily old school, but it is one of my favorite all-time songs. And I felt like we needed to honor the Cranberries.
Yeah, Dolores Reardon.
Yeah, Dolores Reardon. I think this is actually one of the last live concerts that they did as a group before she actually passed away, unfortunately.
What a loss.
What a great loss. But this is a great, great version of Linger. And then right after that, this is a phenomenal version. You will never hear Cyndi Lauper sounding any better than this cut of her performing The Wall, Pink Floyd's The Wall, at the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, this is not Shebop. Y'all pay attention. This is actually Roger Waters and the Wall production when the Berlin Wall fell. And Cyndi Lauper was one of many that joined us on stage.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I think you all know this one. It's a very old one. I'm 11 years old now.
Do you have
guys. Isn't it really cozy in here? Okay, this next one we're gonna do for you is it's a cover version. Sometimes it's fun to do.
You don't need no education.
Whole wall concert is really a fantastic thing, and very few people have seen it, even though it was a huge production at the time and certainly timely as well. There just weren't that many formats to get it out there. If you didn't have tickets to see the show in Berlin, you just didn't know about it. Nobody ever thought Cyndi Lauper would look that good or sound that good.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and I am a fan to a degree. Now, the next song coming up, Kina, K-I-N-A. I really thought her career would have gotten bigger and gone further, but if she didn't ever do anything except but this one song, it's still doggone inspiring. I know it would be for a lot of people out there who've probably never heard it, so you're going to give them a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. So this, Kina, again, another completely underestimated, underrated female rocking artist. This is a Girl from the Gutter first. It was my theme song many years ago.
I remember when you were feeling sort of downtrodden, and yeah, this song helped lift you up.
Yeah, you actually played it for me. First and foremost, I got to give you credit. Got to give you credit for that. Thanks,
see,
son.
See, Jason,
And then after that, I mean, talk about a rocking female artist, Samantha Fish. Wow.
Samantha's come to town a couple of times. It was before she really started hitting it big. She is one of those that's done very well during the pandemic. She's been very productive. She is an absolute monstrosity on guitar. That's the only way she's a monstrosity. She's a highly attractive woman. She's one of those female artist that does not shy away from using her attributes. She wants to use whatever God gave her.
She uses her assets. Good for her. Yes, she does. She uses them very well. So found this really great version of her doing No Angels, which is an incredible song. Really, really rocking song. And it's a live version, which does not sound like a live version, but it is fantastic.
And just real quick, I want to say, get better to all the folks over at Yellow Racket Records, of course, one of our sponsors here. The entire staff got hit by COVID here recently. They're currently down, so we do not have a recommendation cut for this week, but they'll be back and we'll have one next week. You wait and see on Rockerology. Oh, excuse me. It'll be Rockyology again next week. See, I'm getting caught up in the excitement and the fervor and the zeitgeist that is Rockerology.
And please, please think about going online and actually ordering some stuff from yellowracketrecords.com.
Like
that'll
Rebecca
really
did.
Help them out. I
she,
sure did. Got some great stuff coming.
For me.
For all the things you said I never do, for Green eyed baby, a drop dead queen, Aphrodite high on amphetamines, filler tank up with Tanqueray. Watch your sweetness quickly slip away. I said, no, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
Some say blood might be a sign, but you wouldn't cut me, would you? No, 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 friend of mine. I said, no, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
No, there ain't.
I said, no, there ain't no angels around here.
No, there ain't.
I said, no, there ain't no angels.
Once again, folks, listening to Rockerology, Rockerology, her being Rebecca Cruz Stiles, my beautiful wife here. And normally, you're with me, Nuga's own Jeff Stiles and the Argonaut, digging into deeper cuts, demos, alternative takes, B-sides, the live stuff from classic rock albums or albums that sound like they might be classic. Sometimes the occasional tapping into the richest veins of new music as well. And we're going to go out literally on top here. I just don't know that you can get much better. A favorite artist doing a favorite artist, as you mentioned before.
Yeah, one of the probably one of the best written songs of all time.
No doubt.
Bruce Springsteen's own Thunder Road, done by Melissa Etheridge. Before we start the song, though, how'd I do? What'd you think about the music?
I told you it was great. I've been listening to it for days.
Okay, good.
Listening to it for days.
That's
good
what
job,
I want to hear. Thank you.
Good job, honey. Good job, sweetie, over there.
Thank you.
Punkin' Jason.
What?
All right. Once again, here's Melissa Etheridge doing Thunder Road.
Of all the Springsteen songs, I didn't do this one much when I was young because it was definitely singing about Mary and knowing my little secret, I didn't want to, you know, let anybody know. So I didn't really do this much. So I've only done this a handful of times. But oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite songs by Bruce. You know, his piano player, Roy Bataan, just playing, just making all those, nobody plays like him. The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, and it's me and I want you only. Don't send me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. So little faith is magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Oh, and it's all right with me. You can hide neath your covers and study your pain. Make crosses of your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, I'm no hero, it's understood. All the redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance to make it good somehow, tell me what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind roll back your hair. You know the night's busting open, these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real, to trade in these wings on some wheels. Waiting on down the track. Oh, come take my hand. Oh, was it not tonight to chase the promised land? Oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road. It's lying out there like a killer in the sun. Hey, I know it's late. We can't make it if we run. Your front porch to my front seat. The door's open, but the ride ain't free. spoke. Tonight we'll be drunk. Our promises will be broken and there were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys that just sent away. They haunt this dusty beach road in the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolets. Oh, they scream your name at night in the streets. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cool before the dawn, you hear their engines roaring along. When you get to the porch, they're gone on the wind. So merry climbing. It's a town full of losers. We're pulling out of here to win.
Fret Podcast wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors. Southern Segway, Chattanooga's first consumer Segway dealer. Find them at Southern Segway on Facebook and Instagram. Dr. Brett Moldenhauer, Institute for Acupuncture and Wellness. And North Spring Cryotherapy and Rejuvenation Center. Find them at northspring.com. For more, go to fretpodcast.com.
You must understand, though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try.
Podcast-only listeners, that little snippet there on the terrestrial cast was Walk Off the Earth, of course, doing the classic Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It? Not my favorite Tina Turner song, but I sure like that version.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm loving that band, Walk Off the Earth. Yeah. What a fun little band they are.
Yeah, I had a chance to see them and kind of just walked right past it, literally, on a sidewalk down in Atlanta one night, and they were playing some little club. I said, that's a cool name. Stuck my head in. Said, oh, they look all right. And now I'm really regretting that I didn't go in. All right, bonus cuts today. Last time you opted to stay totally clean because you're a clean person. You're an upright, upstanding citizen of this community and a pillar of the community, and you would never play anything dirty, but you're going to today. In honor of your Christmas present.
Yes,
me.
My killer leather bomber jacket that I'm getting so many compliments on. Yay. Thank you, honey,
you
for my awesome Christmas present. Thank you so much. But I also love Brittany Howard. So this song is Leather Jacket.
From her
band. First band.
Not Alabama Shakes.
No.
I'll say it. Thunder Bitch.
Thank you.
I want to grow up to wear a leather jacket, and that leather jacket is gonna hold.